Our final short storyteller for tonight, to wrap up the stories of personal transformation, is Dean Saris. Dean is a husband and father of three that hated his commute to work, so he found a safe route and started biking. Biking has been a measurable improvement on his life, mood, fitness, enjoyment. It's also helped him to discover his city and community and fostered an interest in advocating for and promoting safe streets and active transportation. Please welcome Dean.
Hi, everybody. Thanks, Matt. I'm really happy to be here and talk about biking. If you look through my social media, this is my Facebook page. So it's me, my bike, one of my bikes, part of Toronto that I would have never discovered if I didn't own a bike. Next slide. It's me talking about how I've discovered new parts of the city, how I've taken a break from my usual route and spent some time for myself. Next slide. It's me boasting about cyclists in Toronto, how it's gaining popularity, how it's awesome, how it's a great way to get around. I even thought, hey, around January, why don't I open up, use this Twitter thing everyone's using, and I got a handle or whatever it's called, and talk as the converted cyclist and give tips about biking and share my experiences and post little stories about, next slide, about, you know, myself, my family, and how biking has changed me, and I'm passing that on to my kids. Next slide. I've even been on TV to talk about biking, and I'm here today. Next slide. So this was me back then. I scoured my Facebook, and just to give you an idea of the type of person I was back then, which was a good person, I just had no connection to biking. I saw people doing it. I thought that they weren't normal. As I looked through a windshield and watched them risk their lives, I thought. So what happened to me? Basically, 2 years ago, we moved. We had our third kid. We wanted a bigger house, and we moved to a part of the city that is lovely, but my commute was just terrible. I hated my commute. I wasn't happy. It was an adjustment moving there. I hated taking the TTC, which isn't so bad, but there's the LRT construction. Ended up getting a second car so I wouldn't have to get this TTC, and then was stuck in traffic. And one weekend, I thought, you know, hey, what if I could just get to the subway faster? And I was circling around subway stations in my car trying to find parking slots close to the subway. And then it dawned on me as I was near Sherbourne, hey, maybe I could bike here. Maybe I could just bike to Sherbourne Station, taking residential streets. So, next slide. I went out one weekend and saw a bike store near my neighborhood, Gears, and I just bought a bike. I went home and I said to my wife, Sandy, I spent $600 on a bike. And she said, that's fine, as long as you used it, and thought that I put it in the garage and would collect dust. So the next day, I went out on my bike to bike to Sherbourne Station, and my wife was saying, do you even know how to ride a bike? I've never seen you ride a bike. Are you going to be okay? I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. I hated my commute so much. So I got to Sherbourne Station, and I remember thinking, oh, that wasn't so bad. I just took residential streets. Then when I was at Sherbourne Station, I remembered Sherbourne Street and being stuck in traffic so many times, but thinking, like, oh, I'm seeing all the cyclists kind of go by me. So I just took the bike lane south as far as I could, and remembered being stuck in traffic on Richmond and seeing cyclists passing on Richmond. So I just went on Richmond as far as I could go. And before I knew it, I was at York Street near my work. And I locked up my bike, and I told everyone in the office, I just like to work. I called my wife, and I said, I biked all the way. I did it. I biked all the way. And this was a year ago, just so you know. And she was like, well, how are you going to get back? And, you know, wow. I'm like, I think there's a bike lane on Adelaide, so I'm like checking. So it wasn't, you know, I did that for about 2-3 months and just kind of thought it was different and quirky and it was fun and I was getting some exercise. And it wasn't about 2-3 months later that I kind of had an aha moment about a bigger picture of biking. When I drove into work that day and I was, you know, stuck in a traffic jam and in my big car and looked around at everybody else in their big car, and I just kind of had this eureka moment of, why are we designing our lives and designing our cities so we have to use these big machines just to do ordinary day-to-day things, right? All the time. And I still own a car, I still use a car. But there's got to be a better way. And next slide. That's really when the transformation kind of started. I've been really involved in my community to make the streets safer, whether it be being part of a traffic committee or posting regularly on community websites and meeting people. And I was part of an initiative to calm traffic in my neighborhood. I actually managed to get 2 speed humps after 18 months installed on my stretch. So I've been through that process. But it's really made me think about the way we design our streets for everybody and, you know, making it safe for myself, everybody else, and I think about my kids as well. The other part of the transformation that I want to just share with you is I've always been somebody I'm 40. I've always been somebody for the last probably 15 years that's always complained about a bad back, sore knees, my legs hurt. And ever since I started biking, that's kind of gone away. And I'm not an athlete. I'm not any, you know, extreme type. I'm actually pretty lazy at times. But I don't have back pains. I generally feel good and I feel happy. Next slide. Another big part of transformation is getting to know my new adopted city. I moved here 15 years ago, and I can tell you in the last year on my bike, I've seen more of Toronto than I had seen in 14 years. And part of it is looking on Google Maps, and when I have 2-3 hours of my own time, just going out and exploring the city. And it's really changed the way we do things as a family as well. Because instead of, you know, getting in a car and driving 40 kilometers to go to some farm for the kids to, you know, it was just, we'll do that once in a while. I've discovered parks and cafes and trails and spaces that, you know, we have picnics at that are 2-3 kilometers away that are a bit adventurous or fun, like Brickworks, for example. Brickworks is, you know, maybe 3-4 kilometers from where I live, and hardly ever came here. Now I know every single trail, every single pond. I probably know the turtles. Next slide, please. And another part of the transformation is just being a bit more adventurous and stretching myself. So some background. I had a very risk-averse upbringing. My parents immigrated to Canada. They're very much like, you know, I played badminton and volleyball growing up. I didn't play any contact sports. My parents were kind of like, you know, go to school, become a lawyer, you know, be very careful, don't take risks. So I got into mountain biking. You know, I feel pretty confident biking in the city, and it's been good for me because it's taught me to kind of stretch myself a little bit. Next slide. And the other, wanted to touch upon, everybody in their life, I feel like, needs to have a thing outside of work, outside of family. And for me, I've had a happy life. I was in the trenches for maybe 10 years where we, you know, got married, got a house, had kids, the difficult part of my career where that's all your time is on that and there was nothing for me. And when I thought about, like, what was I passionate about? What did I do for myself? I used to be into photography. That stopped. Biking's realizing that, and it's the thing now that gives me that something extra. So just finally, as I finish, we talk about converting others. I went back to that Facebook post where I was critical of cyclists in the city and looked down some of the comments I had made. And one of them was this one. Oh, no, go back. Where I said, I'm all for biking, health, environment, fewer cars. Even back then, where I had no interest in biking, it wasn't something I would do. I was somebody that had saw the benefits, saw the good sides of it. Like, I was reachable. So what can we do to, besides infrastructure, which is obviously important, what are some things we can do? And one thing that I've tried to do is, besides, being very positive about it and talking about it, is I find that if you try to get people to bike, you'll hear every excuse in the book. I don't have a helmet, I don't want to wear a helmet, or it's too hot, it's too cold, I'll get too sweaty, I won't sweat enough. Like, you'll hear everything, right? So what I've decided to do is, I just serve it, you have to serve it on a platter to them, basically. So what I did was, I fixed up an older bike, so I have a second bike, I actually bought another bike too, I bought a helmet, and all I do with some friends is just come over, I have it ready for you. You can use my bike, I'll use another one, we have a helmet, and instead of just taking a bike ride, which is lovely, let's just go somewhere. Let's go to the distillery, let's go to Brickworks, let's go to the beach, and just do something. Let's have a beer, let's have a coffee, let's do something you like. And then through that, I've had some success with friends realize, like, these places are actually accessible by bike. I never thought they would be. Let's go to the Danforth. Let's go to Queen Street. And it's been fun, and it's been something to do, and I've changed a few minds in the process. So thanks very much for listening to me.